From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. A new report says the number of children living in poverty in Colorado has dropped for the second straight year, falling to the same level as before the recession. The Kids Count report by the Colorado Children's Campaign found that 15% of children lived in households earning less than the federal poverty level in 2014. In terms of overall child well-being, El Paso County ranked near the middle of the 25 counties measured. Pueblo County was ranked near the bottom. The National Weather Service is hosting its annual Weather Spotter Preparedness and Training Sessions. KRCC's Madeline Schmidt has more.
The sessions will teach volunteer weather spotters when and how to report severe weather, the basics of thunderstorm development, and severe weather safety. Tom Magnuson with the National Weather Service in Pueblo says those who complete the course help them improve the forecast.
You know, we have all the tools here to monitor the weather, satellite, radar, computer forecast models that we can look at and update the forecast. But there's nothing better than, you know, real-time, you know, eyewitness reports of what's going on across the areas.
The free Skywarn training sessions are set to take place through early May throughout southern Colorado. For KRCC News, I'm Madeline Schmidt.
The next open sessions are scheduled for Springfield, Lamar, and Los Animas. And contractors in Pueblo have successfully removed three panels of the Corn Maiden mural along the Arkansas River levee intact. This particular section, originally created in the mid-90s, used paint mixed with the ashes of a Pueblo artist. It's expected to be temporarily stored near the construction staging area. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.